Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, coppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, if you don't mind, I just need to take a quick moment here, because I got a correction this morning. And yesterday when I was playing this video, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live at the very top of that page and subscribe to that page. Also on beforesnooze.com, you'll see the video that I'm showing right now. I called her an old hag. My understanding as to the way that the video was set up and teed up for me was this was one that was forecasting the crimes that they meant to push forward. They're falsely prophesying is really what they're doing. They're creating the crisis, as you all the well know, only to bring in and play the problem solvers. Now, with that said, again, I called her the old hag, okay? I unhag her. I just want to make clear, I unhag her. If she was to call in right now and say, Bradley, you've got me mixed up with somebody else, I would say, I am absolutely sorry. This is Dr. Meryl Ness. Dr. Meryl Ness, and she is a freedom fighter out there, and she's a good woman, and she's out there screaming from the top of the rooftops. And she's also one that advocates for natural medicine to bring about healing to the body. So, again, I just wanted to make clear that I set the record straight here. As a matter of fact, Dr. Meryl Ness, who is one of us, she had her license suspended for speaking out, as a matter of fact. If that doesn't tell you the powers that we're up against, I don't know what will. Once again, we need to set the record straight is what we need to do, just like I did when I made a mistake, and yes, it happens every once in a while, folks, but I do thank you for the correction. Again, this is a good woman. Her name is Dr. Meryl Ness, and she is one that is out there fighting for our freedom. So, that made clear. Let's go on to the next point that I want to make really quick, and before we get to the hard break here, did you see this, folks? Now I remember a couple years back when they had a recall going on concerning this little communist. He's a criminal. He's anti-American. He's guilty of treason. That's not a fabrication. I'm not bolstering these words, friends, to make the effect more palpable when it comes to the people's responsibility in this country. But I am saying, folks, that these are the kind of guys, when I say that the fix is in, I mean just that. And the American people need to unfix it. Well, they're trying to unfix it again when it comes to the likes of treasonous Gavin Newsom, who's facing another recall threat in California. Now, keep in mind, the first time his recall came forward, it was interesting that he received the people in California actually drew up 250,000 more concerning the votes and signatures of the American people to have him recalled than which was needed, right? And, of course, they just laughed it off, Gaffin laughed it off, and right when I seen that, I just thought, well, they're just going to keep him in office, aren't they, so he can continuously push forward this global agenda. And sure enough, they did. They came out and said, nope, there wasn't enough people to say that we need to recall them, or Gavin Newsom within himself. And it's interesting, friends. So again, they're speaking for the people, and they're saying people didn't want to get rid of Gavin Newsom. It's interesting to see the people that were a part of the problem and are a part of the problem that are now leaving that slough called Hollywood because of Gavin Newsom. They create the problem, and once the problem comes up to their front door, they want to leave it and go somewhere else and create the same problems in that state. Folks, don't tell me the people in California are saying we want Gavin Newsom to stay here so he can continuously give our state away to foreigners and to continuously support them on our tax dollars. Nobody in their right mind is doing that. These are the powers that are tolerated that are continuously keeping these people and appointing these people through voter fraud to stay in position to attack the people in these prospective states. Well, it's underway again. Also keep in mind this second recall effort in California. It's interesting that the first time around, when they were asking the illegals that were in America if they so choose to remove Gavin Newsom from office. And by the way, a recall is not good enough. An impeachment and a prosecution is the message that needs to be sent by the people, because without it, they're going to laugh at you and they're just going to go ahead and pick one of the thousand behind him that are waiting to get in and do worse than even Gavin Newsom himself has done. But do keep in mind the illegals that are coming into the state of California because they want a piece of the pie, per se, of the American dream. They also voted in favor of removing Gavin Newsom, but somehow or another, mysteriously, of course I'm being facetious, he remains. And isn't it amazing how they remain in the face of the millions and millions of people that sit and tolerate their crimes that are being committed against them? It truly is amazing, to say the least. Didn't want to pass this by, of course. This was... This is no joke. This is so bad. Is there anybody out there that actually believes this? What are you talking about, Bradley? Oh, my goodness. You know what? We've been back to the moon now, right? How many years later? But this was the original film from CBS News Special. And this was June 3rd, 1966. And they wanted you to believe that this was the man on the moon. He clearly has a belt on with a wire holding him up. You can see that he is on a wire. They want you to believe that he's flying in space. And somehow or another, this was broadcasted during this time. And there's Mother Earth, as they would call it. Look at how fake that is. And they want you to believe this. They want you to believe this. Oh, my goodness, folks. I mean, on top of the NFL right now being a completely a rigged system, a racket, it's amazing all the videos coming out on space right now just showing forth all the flaws that are on these films and the lies that they're trying to still prop up today that have been uncovered and unearthed a thousand times over. Look at this guy's clearly got a piece of wire on his waist, and they want you to believe that he's free-floating in space, according to CBS. Look at how he moves. You can see his body fluctuate as to how his wire on his back there, and you can see his belt holding him up. But again, they sold it to you as them being in space, and the American people, not a majority of them, but a small portion of them actually believe this nonsense.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yeah, I was just, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just showing this, friends, and it's, it is so comical. Somebody just said online there, I didn't see the name, but I did see it in passing on live chat just a moment ago where they said, you know, I told my parents that we live on an earth that's flat, and they said that he was nuts for believing that. Well, you know, did you know that you couldn't say the words nuts all the way up until the 60s on or during a movie in America? You couldn't even say nuts, dang, lousy, or jerk. Did you know that? The reason I'm saying that is because the revisionists have gotten a hold of what's going on here. Those that mean to demoralize and to create a world without God or do their best temporarily. But the reason I'm saying that is because all the way up until the 1950s and the 60s, we used to be taught that the earth was flat. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. Okay, and I was just looking for the video a moment ago, and what spawned all of this is this video from 1966 where they're trying to convince the people, which I'm showing on social media platforms right now. He clearly has a wire on his back, and they want you to believe that he is floating freely in space, and you should see the Earth. I mean, it's comical. But again, they want you to believe this nonsense, this propaganda. Well, back in 1966, there was some, not a majority, but a minority that actually believed this nonsense. See, the government has to justify the billions and billions of dollars they have stolen from the taxpayers to continuously mount this campaign and deceiving the people. Because again, they want, if they can, deceive the people into believing that they're this powerful, that they can do these things. Well, it belittles the people and it puts them in subjection to more of this propaganda. And that's what they want. It reminds me of the big wizard of Oz, And do you remember little Toto when he pulled the curtain back? And when he pulled the curtain back, well, there was no big scary Wizard of Oz. It was the little man behind the big scary face pulling the levers and talking on the behalf of the mask that was used to scare people into submission. Well, you can use that metaphorically concerning what I'm talking about here, friends, in comparison, because it's exactly what's going on. It's comical. If people would just simply go back and look at the footage from the 60s when they told us that we went to the moon, and they would just observe it for less than 10 seconds, they're going to see that they've been lied to. If you've never been to the Space Museum in Washington, D.C., spent some time there several times, it's interesting how they took this capsule and they put it on the ground and that they wanted you to believe somehow or another they actually got that to the moon. Well, I'm telling you right now, that never happened. Okay, I'm just telling you that. There was a Babylon. The Lord put a stop to it. There's limits with man. And again, if you want to change things, then you have to convince man that you're all more powerful with lying signs and wonders, as Scripture warns us of, to get people to believe and to bow down to the golden idol or whatever it is that they're creating for you to bow down to. Americans need to think, is what they need to do. But again, I just want you to see this guy who allegedly went to the moon on June 3rd, 1966. This was broadcast through CBS, and it was a news special. And again, I just want you to pay attention to the earth. I want you to pay attention to the guy on a wire who you can clearly see is on a wire, and they wanted to convince you that he was floating freely in the air. He's even swinging back and forth, friends. Swinging back and forth. Got another picture here, too. Now that I'm thinking about this, did not mean to go here, but we're going to go here since you guys are on top of it. And I want you to see this one as well, because it is amazing how the mainstream media... Here, I need to refresh this so I can show you how the mainstream media operates. And those that mean to censor free speech. I want you to see this. I'm reloading the page right now, live radio. If you're watching us live on video, I'm refreshing this for you so I can pull it up. And I want you to see what they do when they don't want you to see something. Okay, so here it is. So this is Facebook, and they're saying that this is false information. Snopes does it. The CNN fact checkers do it. NewsGuard does it. All these fact checkers, friends, they want you to believe what they have to say rather than what's right in front of your eyes. Okay? So what they put, false information. The same information was checked in another post by independent fact checkers. Yeah, like Snopes, which, by the way, is a CIA operation. Okay? The fact checkers for big tech companies, did you know that they used to work formerly with the CNN? Did you know that? Yeah. Communist Network News. They want you to believe they're doing their due diligence to make sure that you're getting the truth. Folks, they forsook that decades ago when it came to CNN. But look at this. Okay, so I'm showing people on social media platforms right now. It's covered up. It says false information. And what is it? Okay, it's a picture of the guys on the moon who took a moment to take off their helmets for a picture. There's so many questions people know the answers to that those that have sold us the lies will not answer. Okay, how'd they get this car up there? How did they get up there? Why did they take their helmets off, friends? I mean, again, the list goes on with the propaganda. And again, with all the understanding and knowledge and light and truth that we have in this country, for the American people to just go along with it, it bewilders me. It really, truly does. I mean, that's how you control and enslave, is you just keep them stupid. Did you know that slaves, matter of fact, black slaves, white slaves, whatever color slaves, they were all slaves. It matters not what color they were. The best way to keep them in servitude is what? Keep them stupid. I mean, when the Bible says my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, folks, that's exactly what they do to control you. And they want to be all superior. It's also interesting to note when I'm talking about this information that they're telling you is false information, they want to come in and play Big Brother to tell you what's true and what's not true. Notice it's always true as to what they have to say to you. And when they're busted lying, which they're busted all the time, they prop up the lie to the best of their ability until somebody sues them. It's, again, it's insane. It truly is. I want to show you another video. I'm going to hold up on that for a moment. I'll come back to it in just a second concerning chemtrails. There's another brand new video out there. In the meantime, I wanted you to see this again because you're being told by the mainstream media that there is no voter fraud taking place. We've blown that lie out of the water a million times. We have broken down that lie. We have torn down the father's altars, those that they've erected, in hopes that we would bow down to them. That's not flying anymore for them. There's too many people waking up right now on a worldwide basis. Read Judges 6. But I do want you to see this. StoneTears.com just reported from 130,000 to 280,000 completed ballots were transported across state lines from New York to Pennsylvania in 2020 alone. So this information's continuously coming out, friends. This guy was on One American News Now, and interestingly enough, this was just reported a couple weeks ago. So people are catching up as to how they've been lied to. Again, it only explains to you how these said criminals are being reelected or appointed. Speaking of the state of Minnesota, you know, it's pretty crazy. I want you to see this as well. The former governor is sorry for endorsing the current governor. How often do you get to see that, friends? Well, I want you to see it just to show you that it is all a bunch of garbage. Okay? There's a whole video here right in front of me right now. He said, according to Alpha News, which is a trustworthy source, Alpha News just reported a former governor, Arne Carlson, I deeply regret endorsing Tim Walz. This is just 7 days ago. Why? Because he's a crook. He's been attacking the people in the state of Minnesota on a daily basis since he's been there. He's not even from Minnesota. He's from Nebraska. And he was appointed and planted. Nobody doubts it. Same thing with Keith Ellison. Keith Ellison is hated by the police in the state, but yet he's appointed to be the top cop. Nope, the fix is in, folks. He moved from the congressional District 5, which is a Muslim area where they've been colonizing since the 90s. People hated him then. They hate him all the more now. And people are trying to say, well, what's happening? How was he reelected? He wasn't reelected, nor was he ever elected. Did you know that Keith Ellison is not even from Minnesota? He's from Michigan? Folks, do you see what's going on here? And again, I want you to see this due to the fact that we have a hard break coming up on us right now. Former Governor Arne Carlson said, I deeply regret endorsing Tim Walz. I wonder why that could be. Okay, well, Americans, speaking of Minnesota in particular right now, I think your answers to your speculations concerning how he's there were just answered once again. Voter fraud. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Farmers in Texas aren't sure what's alive and what's not at this point with a fast-moving wildfire, the Smokehouse Creek Fire, burning through the panhandle. It's left 60 counties under a fire disaster declaration, burning 300,000 acres of land just since yesterday. The funeral of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who died earlier this month in a remote Arctic penal colony, will be held Friday in Moscow after several locations declined to host the service. His funeral will be held at a church in Moscow, with the burial to follow at a nearby cemetery. New York City Mayor Eric Adams done with his city being a sanctuary city for migrants. He says if you commit a felony, a violent act, we should be able to turn you over to ICE and have you deported. Corey Myers, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know, sometimes, folks, you just got to kind of laugh at what the enemy does, because oftentimes they're not able to see through what they intend because the Lord stops it. But on the other hand, the position and predicament that the American people are in, they have clearly put themselves in the position that they're in today. When you allow the corrupt to rule over the righteous, a nation that declares to be Christian, 86% of you, and you still submit to this tyrannical garbage that's taking place, you don't deserve the freedom that you have, and that's just the truth of the matter, regardless if people like to hear it or not. Instead of actually doing what our forefathers said, for example, Thomas Jefferson said, if a law is unjust, a man has not only a right to disobey it, he's obligated to do so. And if you look at the example that they set forth, isn't that what they did to the Declaration of Independence? It's exactly what they did, friends. They didn't sit around and complain about what they tolerated. They dealt with it. They dealt with the corrupt. They threw off the men that were perverting. And I'm talking about, in the present, the Constitution. Okay? And we have that provision as well. So anyways, moving fast forward, I was going to say something. I'll get that thought back, I'm sure. Yesterday, I was at the post office. And an older gentleman, he warmed up to me right away. And it was actually starting to get really cold. So last week, I believe we were in the high 50s, low 60s. And yesterday, it started to freeze again. Got up this morning. It was 1 degree in February in Minnesota. That's normal. And I told you the other day, we should have probably 3 to 5 feet of snow in the particular area in which the studios are. There's no snow. Literally no snow. And I've said this over and over and over again. Whenever you see them spraying, which is almost a daily occurrence here, you can rest assured it's going to get warmer. So it is 1 degree this morning. I'm not making this up. They're projecting by the end of the week, we are to be at 70 degrees. 70 degrees. Can you make that up? No, you can't make that up. Has anybody ever seen that before? No. You know the old timer that I was just talking about that told me he was just wearing shorts the other day that warmed up to me? You know what he said? He said, we're supposed to get all four seasons within 24 hours. He's exactly right. That's exactly what happened. Read 28:24 of Deuteronomy. It doesn't get any more clear than that. I want to play this piece for you. It's chemtrails, and it highlights more information as to what we all know. This morning, just to show you how this is common knowledge amongst the people, I was having a conversation with a guy talking about, he just started talking to me. This is in St. Paul, Minnesota. He said to me, what do you think of this weather? I said, have you ever heard of geoengineering? He goes, yes. So people are awakening to what's going on. In Minnesota, we know that they've been spraying chemicals down on the people since 1968. And I just want to go ahead and hand this over to you. You can watch it. You can listen to it. You can learn from it. Because it is, in fact, what is happening. And we all know that it's happening. Okay? Let's go ahead and listen to this woman that wants to explain to you. If you've never heard this before, that's all you have to do is open up your eyes and look outside. And you'll understand exactly what she's going to share with you as your reality today.
Program where airplanes fly at high altitudes and they spray chemicals into the atmosphere, including aluminum, barium, and strontium. And then those metals fall to the ground and they land in our bodies, on the soil, in our trees, in our food, and in our water. Many people confuse chemtrails with the normal jet contrails. The difference is that the normal jet contrails actually dissipate within minutes, while the heavy metals in the chemtrails cause those trails to persist for hours. And it's not a hypothetical thing. There are 32 states that already have legislation that's related to weather modification.
32 states that have legislation concerning weather modification. Legislators. They said legislation. Where is that law that ever gave our representatives, again, the authority to spray chemicals down on the people they serve? Anybody find that? No, neither me.
The U.S. agencies that are documented to be involved in it include the U.S. Air Force, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Things are going on where they're mixing chemicals in the sky. They're using the atmosphere as a laboratory. That is a quote from NASA. Using the atmosphere as a laboratory. Okay? The exhaust is often coming where the engines are not. Okay? This wakes the people up. In 1983, we had 50 companies. Right? 90% of the media. 1983, 50 companies encapsulated the 90% of the media. Now it's been consolidated down to 6 companies. Those 6 companies are owned by just a couple families. Everything is controlled. They hand a script to the entire nation. And your local broadcaster is reading something that was planned to build your mental construct to control the way you think about everything.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, right? Especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
Shameful.
Civil society actors that, quote, manifest the will of the public. They call these astroturf because almost everything has been co-opted. They've contemplated how they were going to convince us that we need solar geoengineering to block out the sun. They say society is lousy at strategy, but we are not.
Tommy Truthful here from TruthMafia.com.
Okay, so it goes on and it goes on and it goes on, friends, how they're poisoning the skies. Folks, everything that you are, everything you have been created to be is under attack right now. I mean, your food is controlled, your water is controlled, the air that you breathe, they're contaminating the air. Again, I mean, if you're going to sit back, Americans, and you're going to allow this kind of stuff to go on, you can rest assured it's going to continue on. Well, you say that all the time, Bradley. You people, you people. Well, you people are my responsibility. Okay, I'm obligated by God to warn you of things to come. And the fact of the matter is, that's what I'm doing right now, Ezekiel 33, verse 3. But I can tell you again, from firsthand experience, that we've been out there for 24, 25 years now, confronting the issues. Oh, are we done? Absolutely not. I don't know why, but in America, it takes them an extra 10 years to wake up to the things that have been going on for decades. And that's where we're at again today. I mean, look at the whole pandemic, friends. Look at how long it took the people to wake up. Before it even took off, we told you what it was. We shared with you the information that's been given unto us. We held to the word. We held to the Constitution. And 3.5 years later, everything we told you came to pass. And now how many people are dead because they didn't want to listen to those warnings? That's the history of man. And I've said this, and I want to say this again, friends. But the history of man is they forget their creator. They give themselves over to a dictator. That dictator takes them by the scruff of the neck once he gets that authority and power over a ignorant people. And then what he does is creates war at the price of the people that he now dictates. And then at length, that dictator's dealt with by the corrupt by the people that were corrupted by the dictator that left off their creator. And what do? They return at the end of destruction to the creator that they should have never wickedly departed from in the first place. That's the history of man right there. And it's exactly the road the American people are on right now. And some can say, well, you know what, Bradley, you say all the time that a majority of the people are not going along with it. Oh, no, no, no. What I'm saying, friends, is a majority of the people in this country know that they're being lied to, but they keep going on in the deceptive little world that the propaganda mockingbird media has created for them regardless. And you can put that up against Micah 6:16 concerning the doctrines of Omri. It's a propaganda lying narrative that's controlled, and they want everybody to drink it, the Kool-Aid, and if they don't drink it, then they ostracize them, okay? And, folks, the fact of the matter is let them ostracize you. Go outside of that camp. Bear your reproach for the name of Christ. Do your job, because the hope that we have is in the Lord. And the hope that we have is in the truth that's been given unto us. And if we hold to the truth and respond to the commandments, folks, that's all we have to do is do all that we can do and leave the results up to God. John Quincy Adams said that. Cool? Okay, good. All right, let's go to the next point. Just wanted to highlight that really quick. What we're doing today is breaking down the lies. Again, I've got about 20, 30 tabs up on top of information I need to share with you, so I need to keep my little keister moving here. So let's go to the next point. School musical director, anti-Christian, of course, says the devil, drag true member arrested on child pornography charges. Huh. Oh, out of the 365 high schools, how many times I warned the people that if they give way and give a green light, give a pass to these men that are making a prayer to the children, that it's going to be happening in the schools on a daily basis. And guess where we're at today? Right there. Right there. Had a video. I just want you to listen to this because you can't make this up. This was something that I brought up yesterday, and I'll play for you on the other side of the break. And it's incredible, but I want you to listen to the absolute. The word isn't negligent. The word, again, comes back to reprobate. and showing you a mind that's been given over unto itself because the Lord said, okay, that's enough. Concerning pedophiles and how they're trying to normalize it. I'll let you hear this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to show this to you in the face of what I told you yesterday, how they're trying to normalize these crimes. You guys seen the information that just came out of Ohio, where they found that the Ohio Supreme Court was responsible for aiding, abetting, and organizing for transgenders to basically establish classes to zero in on the kids. You all know this, right? Again, I just want to make clear everybody's with me on this. Here it is right here. DailyCaller.com reported Red State Supreme Court helped coordinate event featuring gender identity training from men that are dressed as women. Okay. Again, if you look at history, you look at the start of the war, who started the war, the disgusting crimes that started the war under Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, who were the politicians. They were responsible for these disgusting crimes. They were the ones that created the war. What do you think this is, friends? When you have your said representatives Speaking of justices, justices, according to Article 3, Section 1, are only supposed to sit during good behavior. And it's their job to uphold the laws that are written, discover, and apply. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. What happens if they don't do that? Well, like anybody else in a representative position in this government, they are subject to impeachment and prosecution. Have they gone way beyond that? Have they not poked their brazen foreheads out and saying to the American people, while giving them the finger, your kids are ours? Which, again, if you look at Deuteronomy 28, starting in verse 15, go to 68, you're going to find out that this is exactly a part of God's judgment as well. These are your kids. It's insane. I just got another one. Folks, like I said, I got a lot of videos here for you, a lot of content. I want you to listen to this, and then I'm going to bring the next point in about pedophiles. I'm not a big fan of Dr. Phil, I believe his name is. I don't trust that he's there for the people. Don't know a whole bunch about him, but I've seen a lot of him on social media scrolls. But like any other network, if you're a part of that network, friends, somebody had to give you the nod, unless you're on your own, okay? And Dr. Phil just happens to be one of those guys. I don't want to accuse him of anything. I'm just saying that I don't trust all that he does and all that he has to say. But I can say in this particular case, again, if the truth is there, I'm going to hold to it. I mean, folks, the fact of the matter is the one that I trust is Christ, period. You can say, Bradley, do you trust anybody? Yeah, I trust Christ. I'm not stupid enough to give my heart to the arm of the flesh. Okay? So let's go over here. And this is Dr. Phil. He was joined by The View, which proves my point. The View, all those immoral women that are on that show. I mean, don't again tell me the people are the ones that are calling for these immoral reprobates to be put in a position. Speaking of which, here's another bunny trail for you. Whoopi Goldberg, a member of Bill Clinton, appointed her to be some sort of representative to the young women concerning if they're going to hold on to their child or if they're going to abort their baby. You know that she had like 6 to 9 abortions? Does anybody in their right mind look at Whoopi Goldberg as a person of credibility in any sense of the word? Absolutely not. That's what I'm talking about. That's why they put him there. 1 Kings 13:33. Okay? They're there to demoralize the people, just like what you see in Hollywood, just like what you see in the music scene. They're all demoralizers. And that's why they're appointed, is to lower the standard of everything, to give you over to a dictator. And their objective is to demoralize you, break your union off from Christ. So let's go ahead and check this out. It has everything to do with what we've been talking about. But again, I want you to see this for yourself. This is Dr. Phil concerning the children in America. And where is this stemming from? That's what I want you to hear. Where is this stemming from?
This soundbite. My understanding is that you went to the southern border. Now, you're saying that you're going to give people facts. What did you take away from that experience, and what kind of reporting are you going to be bringing back from that experience?
I'll tell you a fact I took away. I talked to the head of all the border guards down there, the head of the union. I asked him straight up, kids are coming over the border with numbers written on them, phone numbers and addresses. Mm-hmm. Do we check those out? He said, well, we call them. Is it possible that we're sending them into known prostitution rings or sweatshops? He said, it's not possible. It is absolute. We are using American tax dollars to ship children into known prostitution and sweatshops.
Okay, so you just seen that. Who's doing it? Your government is. I think, and I'm sure Tim has. I know I have. But I told you how many years ago that it was your government, when you started seeing all these children missing, when you started seeing it come to the light, Luke 12:2, concerning that of children being trafficked, I knew it was our government. Whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. And I've shared with you before that the Pentagon, during an ICE investigation was busted. The Pentagon, the Defense Department, the Department of Defense in America, the Pentagon, they were busted during an ICE investigation where they found out that 5,000 members of the Pentagon were downloading child pornography. Oh, and that is just the tip of the iceberg. And if you think bad guys, I'm going to back off of that. You are in for something else. Because that, by the grace of God, ain't happening. That is one direction you don't go, but it's one direction the American people have allowed the government to go. They first started with the gay agenda, and all this stuff has been going on for a long time. They started with the whole sodomite agenda. They overturned the laws that used to, as a matter of fact, they would hang sodomites, and then it went from that to 21 years in jail if you were caught in the act of sodomy, and then it went from that to a mental illness in 1973, and then it went from that to the present that if you don't agree with them, you're a bigot and a hater. We want to incriminate you. See what happens when you allow evil to prevail? That's what happens. It's your government doing this. Okay? Look at how many FBI agents have been busted. How many in the CIA? How many just recently were busted in the Pentagon overseeing child trafficking sex rings? This is where you're at, America. It's where you're at. Make yourself sheep and the wolves devour, and it's what they're doing. Yesterday I was talking about what I'm going to show you next. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to show it to you. I just want you to hear this. I told you that I know as a fact, I just showed you in Ohio where the Supreme Court is guilty of making children a prey to men dressed as women. Read Deuteronomy 22 verse 5. The Lord calls it an abomination. This is the Supreme Court. Every one of them needs to be prosecuted. Listen, prosecuted for their crimes. But what's interesting is yesterday I told you that they're trying to normalize pedophilia, adult child sex. There's a said senator in the state of California that's trying to pass a bill to do just that. He's a clear sodomite. Remember their slogan is sex before eight, before it's too late. And this is what they're trying to get the kids to do, is to normalize the act. Well, they got to start by brainwashing them, right? Listen to what this young lady has to say.
For example, heterosexuality. And most of us feel discomfort when we think about pedophiles. But just like pedophiles, we are not responsible for our feelings. We do not choose them. But we are responsible for our actions. And we must make a decision. It is in our responsibility to reflect and to overcome our negative feelings about pedophiles, and to treat them with the same respect we treat other people with.
Did you hear that? So you could kind of see her distortion and what she meant. She was saying we have these feelings and we must overcome these feelings. Well, you thought that what she was talking about is overcoming the wrong by doing the right. Well, no, what she did is she succumbed to trying to brainwash the rest of the people into saying we need to overcome our ill feelings towards those pedophiles that have an attraction to children. I'm not kidding. And of course, you could hear that this was happening in a third world country. Over in America, what's happening, and I shared this with you last week. Matter of fact, if you want to just hang on with me, folks, I'll play the video for you. They're passing bills in the United States to go ahead and give death penalty to pedophiles. We'll be right back. Just hang on with me for 1 second, please. And I'm going to play this for you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.